for the third night, he's all the time saying, I said this, that, and the other one, I didn't say it. And you check your tapes when you buy any of them, you see how many things he said I said that I didn't say. I didn't say that we inherited, I started off. I know that people ain't born that way that you described it. I tried to make it plain in that nature that you get. Anybody can sin, but as long as they're following the divine nature of Christ, I thought I made that plain. If you die out to sin, you won't have that no more. You get the nature of Christ. You follow it, don't you? Till that nature to sin is destroyed. It don't matter what Pat says. This is what the Bible says. I'm going to go over a few things. It ain't my job to follow him tonight. It's his job to follow me. But I am going to try to go over a few things that he went over. And I'll make this so plain tonight to you honest people can see it. He may not, but you'll see it if you're honest. In Titus 1 and 15, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. For a person to be accountable to sin, they have to have a conscience of what's right and wrong. I'll ask you people out here that's got good sense, what causes a duck when it's born to go to water? What causes a chicken, if you can hatch it out under a duck, what makes a chicken scratch? It's the nature in it. It makes the duck head to water because it's the nature in it. People sin because they get this nature from the fall of Adam. That was not Adam in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, Pat. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, for as by one man, that was the devil, sin entered into the world, entered into Eve, then he partook of that forbidden fruit, and he is the old world, ain't he? As in Adam all die, all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, 1 John the 2nd chapter says. 1 Corinthians 15 and 22, as in Adam all die. That verse will be there when this debate's over. As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. He said that was Adam. It was the devil. As but one man, sin entered into the world. And he said this wasn't Adam in Romans 19th verse of Romans 5. For as but one man's disobedience, was that the devil? Was it Adam? Well, that's what I'm trying to say. For as but one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. What made them sinners if it wasn't through Adam? So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Is that Jesus? Well, how come you want us to admit we have the divine nature? We got it through the second man Adam, didn't we? Do you get the divine nature through the second man Adam, which is Jesus Christ? Do you get it? I want you to answer it.
We would perhaps define the term divine nature differently, so I can't answer that yes or no.
What other nature does Jesus have?
You show me what verse you're talking about.
All right, I'll show you exactly what verse I'm talking about. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, according as his divine power. Now, is that Jesus? If it ain't, read the second verse. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine, Jesus our Lord. He had that divine nature when he walked the earth. 2 Peter 1, 2, and 3. Christ had that divine nature when he walked the earth.
The term divine nature is not in that text.
I'm not to... It's divine power according as His divine power. I'll show you the nature if you'll wait a minute. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Jesus Christ's nature. Did we get that nature from Him?
We got it through forgiveness of sin.
You get it through Jesus Christ. Well, then you get the nature to sin through the first man, Adam. I've got him to agree to that much anyhow. Just as much as you can get the divine nature to do right through Jesus Christ, you got the divine nature to sin through the first man, Adam. That's what I'm trying to get on your mind. According as His divine power. When a person gets right with God, that verse in Galatians 5:17, walk in the Spirit. It don't mean that you can't sin, but if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why? You're following that divine nature, but if you follow that divine nature long enough, then you'll do what I read on my first discourse. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves also to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. That nature that makes us want to do wrong, when we get right with God, you still got a nature to sin. Jesus was tempted in all points. He was born holy, but He could have sinned. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. But when He said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world, He's showing you and me that we can live a life free from sin. He did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. This I say then, Galatians 5:6, walk in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. As long as the person is in the flesh, they cannot do the things of the Spirit. Vice versa, when a person gets in the Spirit, then you can't do the things of the flesh that you would do if you wasn't in the Spirit. That's what I'm affirming. But be ye led of the Spirit, for you're not under the law. You get out of the flesh. Romans 8:9-13, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. That's how you get delivered from sin. You follow the divine nature. There's a type when Christ died on Calvary. When He is there hanging on the cross, as far as naturally, there was no way He could come down off of that cross. When He said, I thirst, there was no way for Him to get a drink unless He used the power that God gave Him, but He was there to die for you and I. But He hung there on that cross finally till He said, it's finished. Well, we have to get crucified with Christ, follow the divine nature of Christ, get crucified with Him till that nature to sin is destroyed. I'm going to skip this part right here for now. I hope what we're saying tonight is a blessing to you. I didn't say that you... I tried to say in this discourse, maybe I didn't make it plain. This nature came through Adam, but you have to be accountable of sin. To the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their minds and their conscience is defiled. For a person to be a sinner, they have to have a conscience of what's right and wrong. But this nature to sin came through Adam. That's what it ought to make you happy. I know that everybody's accountable for their own sin and what he read in Ezekiel. All souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. I understand all of that. But this nature comes through Adam. He was put there. And when he was put to the test, well, he fell. He partook of the forbidden fruit. He ate the life. Adam was first formed, then Eve, but Adam was not deceived. He just willfully and maliciously disobeyed the commandments of God. Now, I'll get into these two seeds starting right now, if I may. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. God talking to the devil, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So there's the two seeds there, the wicked and the righteous. Christ was the only man that was born the seed of a woman. The devil told the lie. His seed is the wicked son. The righteous seed is the righteous son. Wouldn't it be that? Well, Genesis 4, 1 and 2, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Even though he was Adam's son, naturally he was the wicked seed. Naturally the son of Adam, spiritually the seed of the devil. And she bare again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Abel was the righteous seed. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 11, and this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. Can't you see that wicked seed come out in him? His father, the devil, was a murderer from the beginning. He is right there in the garden. He was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's what Romans 5 and 12, as by one man sin entered into the world. And death by sin. This is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. The seed of the wicked one, which was the devil, cannot be saved. But people that sin, that got the nature to sin through Adam, through his fall in the garden, they can be saved. The lie that the devil told in the garden, it come out in Cain. When God asked him, where is his brother Abel? He said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? The lie come out in Cain. The murder come out in Cain. I affirm that honest people that gets their nature to sin does not have that nature that Cain had. To murder and to kill. It come through Adam. What we got. The nature Cain got come, of course, through the wicked one. Genesis 4 and 9, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? So the lie and the murder came out, and Cain, the wicked seed. I'll have to go on this kind of in depth, but I hope what I'm saying, and I'm not here for an argument, whether you believe it or not. I didn't ask for this debate. Pat's the one who called me. But we gladly do it. But this is our stand at the Church of God of the Union Assembly. Yeah, and if you people have got any light, we want you to come and visit us. They've got you deceived on one thing. It's evident they've got you deceived on something else. Romans chapter 9 and verse 13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. I'm going to run these two seeds for a little bit. Jacob and Esau was natural brothers. I'll say that again. Jacob and Esau were natural brothers. But God said He loved Jacob and hated Esau. You can't just take that God made man upright and say that's every man. The devil was there in the garden. Was he upright? He is a man. He drove out the man in Genesis, the third chapter. The devil was a man, friends. As by one man, the devil, not Adam, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. For that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Malachi 1 and 2, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet you say, where hast thou loved me? Wherein hast thou loved me? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob and hated Esau. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Romans 9:13. Malachi 1 and 2 again. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet you say, wherein hast thou loved me? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob. God's always hated the wicked seed. Romans chapter 9 and verse 22. What if God, willing to shew His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? He made them that way, Pat. These vessels of wrath was fitted to destruction. He didn't make them upright. 2 Peter 2 and 12, but these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. If He made them upright, then He destroyed what He made upright. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They were fitted to destruction. God made them to destroy them. Proverbs 16 and 4, the Lord hath made all things for Himself. And He made that man upright. He said, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. I know they're not upright. God called them wicked. Romans 9:23, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, which He hath afore prepared unto glory. So it shows the righteous seed, the vessels of mercy, are people who are called by the call of the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto He called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 9:24 and 20 through 26. Even us whom He hath called by the gospel, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As He saith also in O.C., I will call them my people, which were not my people. and her beloved which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you're not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God, after they've heeded and obeyed the call of the gospel, of course. Thank you for your time.